your KNDY weatherology forecast for Northeast Kansas and Southeast Nebraska. Across the area, mostly cloudy skies, chance of rain showers around 60. Winds will be from the east between 5 and 10. Tonight, isolated rain showers, cloudy skies, lower 40s. Winds will be from the east between 5 and 10. For tomorrow, becoming partly sunny, temperatures in the lower 60s. Tomorrow night, partly cloudy, lower 40s. As we enter Thursday, we'll have sunny skies, upper 60s. Right now, it's 59.
From AgView.net, I'm Ken Rogers with Ag News. Jewel Bronaugh's nomination is now headed to the Senate floor. The Senate Ag Committee used a voice vote last night to send her nomination to be USDA's next deputy secretary. After Bronaugh, currently the Virginia Ag Commissioner, took part in a hearing last month. Senator Debbie Stabenow, the chairman of the committee, said it's clear that Dr. Bronaugh is a highly qualified leader who has strong experience working on the ground to support farmers, families, and rural communities. By the way, there's a handful of other nominees awaiting committee consideration, including Robert Bonney, the pick for Undersecretary for Farm Production and Conservation Programs, Janie Hipp, nominated to be USDA's General Counsel, and Jenny Lester Moffitt, the nominee to head up USDA's Marketing and Regulatory Program Mission Area. Treasury Department officials say coronavirus relief for state and local governments that was signed into law in March may be invested in broadband infrastructure. The department issued guidance for the $362 billion in coronavirus state and local fiscal recovery funds on Monday. Matthew Chase, the National Association of County Executive Directors, said the aid represented an historic investment in counties on the front lines of the nation's coronavirus response and recovery efforts. The text includes $65.1 billion in direct and flexible aid to counties around America. It also includes a $1.5 billion investment over 2 years in federal public lands. And the Food and Drug Administration announced yesterday it will hold a meeting in July to reach out to stakeholders on its regulatory process for approving animal products made using biotechnology. That's Ag News from AgView.net. I'm Ken Rogers.
Did you know that one out of every three mouthfuls of food we eat is produced by insect pollination, most of which is done by bees? In fact, bees are vitally important to food production. That's why modern agriculture is working with beekeepers to promote bee health. Ensuring a sustainable food supply requires each of us to play our part in preserving the land and protecting pollinators. This public service announcement is brought to you by Syngenta.
American Network News, I'm Andy Hoosier. Well, the latest cyber attack on the major pipeline company could impact gas prices across the nation, but some say that we may be safe here in the state of Kansas and may not have to worry.
It's something I know that operators and companies are always concerned about. I don't think there's some feeling of imminent dread here, but I do believe people have got a wake-up call and are reviewing their plans and going through and making sure that everything is up to date.
That was Ed Cross with the Kansas Independent Oil and Gas Administration, where he says companies across the state of Kansas have continued to upgrade their security walls and will continue to do so. In other news, the Kansas Department of Health and Environment did report zero new COVID-19 deaths for the first time in a month over the weekend. The state also reported its lowest number of COVID-19 cases for the year with 345 since Friday of last week. So far, 39.5% of the Kansas population have received at least their first dose of the COVID-19 vaccine. Good American Network News.
As COVID-19 vaccines are becoming available, Americans are eager to learn more, but frustrated about where to find answers. That's why AARP is working to protect Americans 50-plus by making sure you have the latest information about vaccines and the distribution plans in Kansas. Just visit aarp.org/ksvaccine to learn who's eligible for the COVID-19 vaccine in Kansas, when, where, and how to get it, and what you might want to discuss with your doctor. That's aarp.org/ksvaccine. Paid for by AARP.
Bobcat invented the compact equipment industry. Now we're reinventing it with the all-new Bobcat R-Series loaders. Completely redesigned from the ground up, R-Series loaders are the most powerful, durable loader Bobcat has ever built. Experience unmatched power and performance firsthand by visiting White Star Machinery. We have the new Bobcat T66 and T76 in stock and ready to work. While you're here, check out the all-new R2 Series excavators. Give us a call at 316-838-3321 to schedule a demo today.
A Kansas school board has fired a high school baseball coach for allegedly using a racial slur towards a black player. The Kansas City Star reports that the Olathe board met yesterday evening and announced the firing of Olathe North High School coach Pete Flood. The father of the team's only black player told the Star last week that his son was playing rap music through speakers during batting practice before a recent game. Tony Banks said that the coach walked up to Banks' son and used a racial slur in describing rap music. Banks shared the story on social media, prompting an outcry. In other news, the state that made Saloon Smasher Carrie Nation famous is moving to allow people to get beer and cocktails to go after the coronavirus pandemic. Kansas lawmakers last week approved the bill allowing to-go beer and alcoholic drinks from clubs, bars, and restaurants until 11 p.m., as long as the drinks are in sealed containers and clear bags that discourage tampering. The measure is headed to Governor Laura Kelly after both chambers approved it on Friday last week. It continues a policy that Kelly set by executive order in April of 2020 when Kansas was under a statewide stay-at-home order that remained in effect through March. But American Network News.
Everyone deserves a beautiful home. Duzine Enterprises can give you that. With an interior designer on staff, you'll be able to choose flooring and furnishings that coordinate gorgeously with your lifestyle and personal style. Choose from a modern selection of carpet, luxury vinyl, laminate flooring, and tile, all put in by our certified installers. Get your beautiful home today. Call Dezine Enterprises in Washington.
Nebraska Mid-America Network News. Good Tuesday. A Ravenna man was booked into the Buffalo County Jail Saturday on suspicion of sex crimes. KRVN reports 25-year-old Cesar Areola was arraigned in Buffalo County Court yesterday on charges of first-degree assault, solicitation of prostitution, first offense, and contributing to the delinquency of a minor. His bond was set at $250,000, and he was ordered to have no contact with any individual under the age of 16 without adult supervision. Areola's next court hearing was set for the 24th of this month at 10 o'clock in Buffalo County Court. Now to COVID. Nearly half of Nebraska's adult population has now been vaccinated against the coronavirus. The state said yesterday 49.6% of the population age 16 and older has now been fully vaccinated, and more than 1.5 million doses of shots have been administered across Nebraska. The 7-day rolling average of daily new cases in Nebraska has decreased over the past 2 weeks. Mid-America Network News.
Midwest Kia is having a grand reopening. After 2 record-breaking years, there are now more new Kias on the road than ever before. And to show our appreciation, we have doubled our service capacity and sales staff to handle the increased sales and better serve our customers. If time is money, we want to save you both. During this grand reopening, you'll get 0% APR financing for up to 75 months on select new 2021 Kia models. And take advantage of up to 130% of NADA trade value. Plus, shop the redesigned Kia Sorento, Sorento Hybrid, and the all-new 8-passenger Kia Carnival. And every new Kia at Midwest Kia comes with Kia's market-leading 10-year warranty. Midwest Kia is dealing during our grand reopening. MidwestKia.com.
We want to see ya in a Midwest Kia.
Offers on select models with approved credit plus tax and fees. Not all customers qualify. Limited term financing on Sportage and Hero DKM with $1,333 for 1,000 finance. Limited powertrain warranty. See dealer details. Expires 5/31/21.
Reporting local news, I'm Bruce Dierking. A fatality accident was reported in Washington County Sunday at the intersection of K-148 and U.S. Highway 36. Isabel M. Alvarez was southbound on 148 and reportedly failed to yield the right-of-way at Highway 36, resulting in a collision with a vehicle driven by Judson L. Knoyer of Smithville, Missouri. Both drivers were transported to the Hanover Hospital, and a passenger in the Knoyer vehicle, Cheryl B. Knoyer of Smithville, was transported to Bryan West in Lincoln, where she was later pronounced deceased. Again, the fatality Sunday in Washington County, Cheryl Knoyer of Smithville, Missouri. 3 individuals from out of state were arrested and taken into custody Friday by Washington County authorities on various drug charges. A couple from Colorado and a Michigan man were arrested after a traffic stop was initiated on Highway 36. They were held in the Washington County Jail awaiting bond. Marysville USD 364 held a special meeting Monday evening in response to a grievance by Tyson Anderson and another by Kerry Smith contesting the Board of Education policy regarding masks being worn at school. Following the hearing, the board unanimously adopted the following: that effective immediately. It is highly recommended that masks be worn by all staff and students, but not mandated. It was further noted that visitors adopt the same practice when entering the buildings or attending events where children are present. Valley Heights USD 498 Monday evening also released an announcement via social media, adoption of the same protocol. Marysville Superintendent Michael Couch was a guest on our Bulldog Report Monday evening on KNDY and commented.
On May 3rd, the district eased off the mask mandate, making masks only recommended. We thought that'd be a good direction to move. The decision was based on two facts. First, it had been February 18th since our last positive case in the district. That gave us a lot of relief. And second, since the other local mandates had been relaxed, we felt like our mandate could be challenged by Senate Bill 40. So we would be expected to have the least restrictive mandates on our students. But just as we lifted our mandate, Murphy's Law came into effect by May 5th. We had three positives within the school district that we don't believe were even tied to lifting the mask because they happened so quickly. However, at that point, I did make a decision to go back to requiring masks, and as we had done up to May 1, since it appeared that the cases might be on the rise in the county.
Pony Up Match Day in Marysville netted over $380,000 in contributions with over 1,200 donations to 44 different nonprofit organizations and causes Friday. The Homer Hansen Stadium renovation was tops in number of contributions with 123, totaling over $83,000. The Blue River Rail Trail, with a focus on stabilizing the Big Blue River Bank near a bridge crossing north of Marysville, was second high with 96 donors, giving over $28,000. The historic Union Pacific Depot restoration with 81, and the Kister House Museum and Gardens with 52 donors, each raised around $17,000. Marysville Community Foundation and a number of sponsors had pledged $75,000 in matching funds for the fifth annual event, which again set a new record for contributions on Friday. The leaderboard and all totals are posted online at the organization website, PonyUpMarysville.com. Work on an 8-mile stretch of K-63 southeast of Seneca in Nemahal County is under construction, with milling and overlay work from the junction with K-9 to the junction with U.S. 36. Traffic may be delayed briefly, with pilot car operation during daytime hours Monday through Saturday. Kansas Department of Transportation has begun a field survey for a proposed bridge replacement of the Ribidoux Creek Bridge, located on K-9, 10.5 miles east of the K-9 U.S. 77 junction in Marshall County. The survey is to gather information for design of the proposed improvement and is estimated to be completed by June 1st. A member of the survey crew first will contact property owners and/or tenants for permission to enter private property. Delmer H. Jordan, age 81, of Marysville, passed away Sunday. Private funeral services planned Friday at the Emmanuel State Line Lutheran Church north of Marysville. The service will be live-streamed Friday, 10 a.m. on the Kinsley Mortuary Facebook page. Burial of the church cemetery. Visitation Thursday, noon until 9 at Kinsley Mortuary of Marysville, in charge of arrangements for Delmer Jordan. Ward Allen Mingy, age 97, of Waterville, passed away May 6th. Funeral services planned Monday, 11 a.m. at the Afton Trinity Lutheran Church north of Waterville, burial of a church cemetery. Terry Christie Funeral Home of Waterville in charge of arrangements for Helen Mingy.
With United Bank and Trust online banking, you have access to your hometown bank 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year at ubankonline.com. You can view account balances, access statements, and transfer money between your UBT accounts. You can also view account activity, pay bills, and even make loan payments without being limited by banking hours. Simply visit ubankonline.com to learn more. Online banking with United Bank and Trust. It's banking for your way of life. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Back pain, neck pain, reoccurring headaches, chiropractic care may be the answer you need. Call Dr. Michael Frank with Frank Chiropractic Care for an evaluation, diagnosis, and recommendation of treatment options. A natural method of healing that involves no drugs and no surgery. Why wait another day? Call Frank Chiropractic Center in Marysville for an appointment today.
slow down your pace, speed up your internet, savor your summer. We all love the lazy days of summer spent relaxing in a hammock or a patio chair. You can make those slow-moving moments even better by enjoying super-fast internet from Blue Valley. We've got a hot deal for you. Get 2 months free, plus free installation. Call 877-876-1228 today for details or visit bluevalley.net.
Here's your KNDY weatherology forecast for northeast Kansas and southeast Nebraska. Upper-level system across the central parts of the Midwest will bring us some cloudy skies, a little bit of some isolated rain showers possible as we head through the day, continuing into tonight. Otherwise, high-pressure system moves in. We'll see sunny skies for Wednesday and Thursday before another system will bring us some rain showers as we head towards the end of the week and into the weekend with possible thunderstorms. The good news is that we're seeing temperatures in the 60s and a little bit warmer as we head into the weekend. So across the area, mostly cloudy skies, scattered rain showers around 60. Winds will be from the east. Tonight, isolated rain showers, cloudy skies in the lower 40s. For tomorrow, becoming partly sunny with temperatures in the lower 60s. Tomorrow night, partly cloudy skies, lower 40s. As we head into Thursday, we'll have sunny skies, warmer in the upper 60s. That's your forecast from the Weatherology Weather Center. I'm meteorologist Megan Mulford.
Average high temperature mid-May 75, record high on this date 94, the average low 52 and the record low 30. Sunset this evening at 8:30, sunrise in the morning at 6:18.
As the saying goes, it's easier to stay up till 6 a.m. than to wake up at 6 a.m. We salute third shift workers on the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report.
If you're a farmer or rancher, chances are you've thought about joining Kansas Farm Bureau. So what's stopping you? Your membership means you have a seat at the table when it comes to the issues that affect your farm. Things like trade, taxes, water, and regulations. The state's largest farm advocacy organization brings your message to policy decision makers at the county, state, and national level. The voice of agriculture becomes your voice and fights for Kansas farmers and ranchers. And a Kansas Farm Bureau membership includes other benefits. For about $50 a year, you'll receive discounts on equipment and supplies, cell phone plans, financial and legal support, home and office supplies, and more. You'll also receive Kansas Living, a quarterly lifestyle magazine featuring real stories of farmers and producers around the state, plus great recipes, crafts, and things to see and do in Kansas. Join us today. Visit kfb.org/farmer-rancher to learn more.
With more practical tips and useful advice, this is the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report for Tuesday, May 11th, the 131st day of the year. Artist Salvador Dali was born on this day in 1904, and on this day in 1858, Minnesota became the 32nd state in the country. If you're a night owl in the land of 10,000 lakes, Minneapolis-St. Paul is the best location to find a third shift job, and that is fitting because today is National Third Shift Workers' Day. It was founded by a man named Jeff Corbett who wanted to recognize the 25 million Americans who keep the lights on at businesses at night. And contrary to popular belief, it's not just manufacturing jobs that require the night shift. Many white-collar jobs with the evolution of technology and doing business in different time zones are requiring third shift hours. That is the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report. Learn more online at almanac.com.
A salute to the seniors and the class of 2021 of Marysville High School. From Bremen Farmers Mutual Insurance, Jill Gray Family Dentistry, Galloway Wiggers and Brediger Law, and Marysville Livestock Incorporated. This year's class includes Austin Harries, Jacob Haupt, Jack Hedke, Grant Holly, Augustus Howard, Weston Hubbard, Gabriel Ketter, Benjamin Kirkland, Michael Largen, Ross Latta, Davis Lee, Ian Marquardt, Mackenzie Martin, Darren McLaughlin, Jordan Neatfeld, Briar O'Neill, Hannah Peering, and Gavin Pieschel. A salute to the seniors in the class of 2021, Marysville High School from Linda's Insurance Agency, Dean's Automotive, Brunei Implement, and Valley Vet and Fashion Direct.
Kansas Mid-America Network Sports. Good Tuesday. After debuting at 5-1 in their first series on the road, the Wichita Wind Surge head home tonight for their home opener at Riverfront Stadium.
First pitch this evening is set for 7:05 against Amarillo. The city of Wichita says more than 9,000 parking spaces are available at Riverfront Stadium for tonight's matchup. Masks will be mandatory for all employees and fans aged 2 years old and older. Now to Major League Baseball. The Kansas City Royals, with a day off yesterday, they'll begin a three-game series with the Detroit Tigers this evening. First pitch set for 6:10. NFL, the Kansas City Chiefs home stadium is moving to full capacity for the 2021 season. That announcement coming just ahead of the 2021 season tickets going on sale the day after tomorrow. If you're interested, tickets can be purchased online at Chiefs.com. Kansas Mid-America Network Sports.
Bobcat invented the compact equipment industry. Now we're reinventing it with the all-new Bobcat R-Series loaders. Completely redesigned from the ground up, R-Series loaders are the most powerful, durable loader Bobcat has ever built. Experience unmatched power and performance firsthand by visiting White Star Machinery. We have the new Bobcat T66 and T76 in stock and ready to work. While you're here, check out the all-new R2 Series excavators. Give us a call at 316-838-3321 to schedule a demo today.
Your most trusted team in Kansas every weeknight has a new anchor on your side.
Hi, Caitlin. I'm David Scott, and thank you for joining me and Deb Ferris each weeknight at 5, 6, and 10. I'm excited to go to work for you every day, keeping the great people of Caitlin informed. Join me, Deb Ferris, Cape First Alert meteorologist Jay Frater, and sports anchor Chris Lilly each weeknight at 5, 6, and 10. Cape News, always on your side.
Now to round ball. An NBA star racked up the points, rebounds, and assists last night to enter the record books. Here's CBS's Steve Kathan.
A record-shattering night in the NBA. The fadeaway. And there it is. History. Russell Westbrook has just surpassed Oscar Robertson. It lasted 47 years.
The call on NBA TV is Wizards guard Russell Westbrook tops Oscar Robertson's long-standing record for triple-doubles, his 182nd.
Robertson moving into the circle. Robertson shooting. Robertson hitting.
The Big O set his mark over 14 NBA seasons, and until Westbrook came along, some thought it would never be broken. Steve Kathan, CBS News.
The NFL Network reports former Florida star and 2007 Heisman Trophy winning quarterback Tim Tebow is expected to team up with his college coach by signing a one-year contract to play for the Jacksonville Jaguars. Kansas, Mid-America Network Sports.
K-State fans, don't miss your chance to get your Darren Sproles bobblehead.
You are going to be inducted into the College Football Hall of Fame.
Yeah! Order your Wildcat football season tickets by May 15th and join us October 2nd as we take on Oklahoma for Hall of Fame weekend and welcome Darren back to Manhattan.
Touchdown, Darren Sproles!
Oh, what a move by Sproles! Wow. How'd he come out of that pack?
Reserve your seats at kstatesports.com or call 1-800-221-CATS by May 15th to get your Sproles bobblehead. Go Cats!
First and foremost, thank you, farmers, for all that you do to keep us fed, clothed, and moving down the road. Your hard work and dedication touches our lives every day in more ways than we will ever know. As a producer, you know how important having the right tool for the job is. So when it comes to risk management, you also know that there's one vitally important tool to help protect your operation, and that's crop insurance. So give me, Tammy Sidlogic, independent rain and hail agent at Alliance Insurance, a call to discuss all your crop insurance needs.
Have you ever had the experience of having someone wait on you that acted like they were doing you a favor? Or someone who makes you feel like you interrupted them from doing something else? A positive attitude. That's what you get when you bank with us. First Commerce Bank. Experience the difference. Member FDIC.
Coming down the runway now from Reflections Hallmark is a crochet cardigan with fringe trim. Absolutely says spring. Perfectly accessorized with an aqua crossbody bag and silver earrings. The entire Reflections clothing and accessories line this spring has just been stunning. You won't want to miss out on this collection. Reflections in downtown Marysville, more than just your favorite Hallmark store. Cambridge Place in Marysville wants you. The mission is housekeeping, and they need a few good people to tackle the sanitizing, mopping, dusting, seasonal chores, and all the cleaning that keeps the residents and staff safe and happy. Should you choose to accept, you will receive pay suitable to your experience. Rotating schedule with every other weekend off, personal PTO and vacation, Blue Cross Blue Shield insurance, and an evaluation with potential raise after 90 days. Pick up an application today at Cambridge Place.
For Kermit Bell, the Korean War was just the second of three world conflicts he would find himself in. We continue his story today on this edition of The American Countryside. Each day we take you across the nation for unique stories of America's past and present here on The American Countryside. For those interested in rural and agricultural America, we have the Farming the Countryside podcast with stories that bring you the latest information on timely topics like livestock, crops, tax and succession planning, rural improvement, ag technology, and more. Join me for Farming the Countryside, brought to you by Pivot Bio. You can hear it on the AgriTalk app, your favorite podcast platform, and you can follow our show on Facebook. Catch Farming the Countryside for a weekly look at the stories affecting rural and agricultural America.
I'm Ty Morgan, host of U.S. Farm Report, the only weekend television show that features some of agriculture's biggest names. From custom commentary from John Phipps to the stories of antique iron with Machinery Pete to a list of more than 30 marketing analysts, our weekly program focuses on the topics that matter most to you. We invite you to join us each weekend for U.S. Farm Report, timely, trusted tradition.
Kermit Bell began his stint in the Army as World War II concluded. Although he was already in the military, he earned an appointment to West Point and was then sent to Korea at the beginning of that war. He was at the Headquarters Battery, which does the administration for the battalion. Sergeant Brand was his supply sergeant, a Sergeant Brand who just happens to be the father of Tom Brand, producer of these American Countryside broadcasts.
In Korea, I was assigned to an anti-aircraft battalion stationed on the west coast of Korea, 30th Artillery Battalion.
At first, he was in charge of a gun battery, but later moved to a headquarters battery. He says that one of the most memorable moments of the war did not come in battle, but rather when his troops found a boy in need.
My soldiers found a young Korean boy laying outside the tent, half froze to death, and they brought him inside and put him in a bunk and covered him with blankets and kept him warm. I think it took him about a week to thaw him out. I guess we named him Joe.
It was Sergeant Brand's job to take care of Joe. The soldiers made it part of their duty to ensure Joe's safety. He had become one of them, it seemed.
I tell you, when you get a bunch of soldiers around and somebody's in need, they're going to find a way to take care of them. Not only was Joe a mascot for our battalion, when we left Korea, the higher headquarters wanted him. And there was a colonel down at the fire headquarters that had him down there and made sure he was taken care of.
When Bell entered the Army, he figured he'd be in for 3 years. But after serving in two wars, he was still up for a third. Bell went on to Vietnam and would earn several Bronze Stars. That story next time as we travel the countryside in Batchtown, Illinois. I'm Andrew McCray.
Community National Bank is proud of the Nemaha Central High School graduating class of 2021. The seniors are ready to face the challenges of the world and know that the path to the best future begins with just one step. From Community National Bank in Seneca, innovation for every generation, member FDIC.
When you feel gassy, you're uncomfortable. Cattle get that way too, and it can be very serious for them. Hi, I'm Jody Henke. Know the signs of bloat in cattle and what to do about it as you're living the country life.
Living the Country Life. Ideas and inspiration for your place in the country. You can find more information on today's topic and from previous shows by visiting us online at livingthecountrylife.com. We'll return to the show after these messages.
If you're looking for new ideas for what to do around your place in the country, register for the Living the Country Life newsletter. Once a week, you'll receive helpful tips in your inbox on a wide variety of seasonal and timely topics, along with so much more. Living the Country Life is for all those people who love to live in the country. Sign up for your free newsletter today by visiting livingthecountrylife.com.
Find
Finally, an easier way to get commodity price updates. Successful Farming Live is an easy-to-use tool that you can use to search Chicago Board of Trade and local cash prices, all by using your voice. Just say, Alexa, enable Successful Farming Live. Visit agriculture.com/smart for more information. From corn to cattle, hogs to soy, getting commodity prices has never been easier. Just say, Alexa, enable Successful Farming Live.
After eating hay all winter, the cattle will be giddy the first time you turn them out on pasture. They'll suck down the lush green forage like it's their last meal. Unfortunately, it might be. A condition called bloat happens when gas develops from eating high-protein forages. Foam becomes trapped inside the rumen. The rumen swells and can kill the animal within an hour if not treated. David Fernandez is an extension livestock specialist at the University of Arkansas. He says one of the keys to preventing bloat is to feed animals something fibrous before turning them out on new pasture.
Go ahead and feed them some hay, make sure that they've had their morning fill, and then turn them out and let them start grazing on it. Don't let them have it all at once. You can limit graze them where you turn them out on the pasture for a little bit and then push them back off of it. Just kind of gradually work them onto that over the period of a week or so.
An animal that develops bloat will have swelling on the left side of its body. They'll be obviously uncomfortable, kick at their belly, stomp their feet, and may grind their teeth. Fernandez says if you suspect bloat, tap your fingers on the animal's left side. It will sound hollow like a drum. Treat it immediately with a surfactant to break up the surface tension of the foam.
Bloat Guard is one of the products that's used, and that's also a detergent. So, you know, in a pinch, you can use Dawn dishwashing liquid. A couple of ounces of Dawn dishwashing liquid in maybe a pint of water. Get that down into the rumen through a tube. You have to be careful not to get the fluid down into the lungs, but that surfactant will break up that foam and allow that gas to escape.
Fernando says you can use a bloat needle and punch it into the swollen left side of the animal to allow the gas to escape, but only do this in a real emergency. Learn more about bloat in livestock at livingthecountrylife.com. I'll see you in the country.
Living the Country Life. Ideas and inspiration for your place in the country. You can find more information on today's topic, share your tips, and post photos by visiting us online at livingthecountrylife.com.
If you're anything like me, when you're given a task, you're laser-focused on accomplishing it to the best of your ability. Hi, I'm Callie Reese with Thrivent, helping you thrive with purpose. While that's a wonderful trait to have, this kind of mindset when approaching your financial strategy may cause some obstacles down the line. It's easy to get caught up in those day-to-day expenses and your short-term goals. But it's just as important to look at the big picture. You'll want to start planning for your long-term goals today so you can achieve them tomorrow. Are you saving for retirement? Is it time to look at options to put your savings to work for you? What about the paperwork? Are your beneficiaries and other legacy items up to date? By having a future-focused mindset, you'll be able to live a purposeful life today. And that will help you achieve financial clarity so you can live a life of meaning and gratitude all the time. This is Callie Breese with Thrivent, helping you thrive with purpose.
A salute to the seniors and the class of 2021 of Diller O'Dell High School from the State Bank of O'Dell, Vance Curtis Funeral Home, Cook Trucking, and Sutton Repair. This year's class includes Bradley Blake, Galen Craw, Turner Faxon, Addison Heideman, Austin Juergens, Ava Lovett, Jacob Meyer, Paxton Moore, Skylar Pritzer, Jaden Schultes, Corey Ty, and Brianna Weirs. Congratulations to the Diller High Class of 2021 from Sutton Repair, Cook Trucking, the Vance Curtis Funeral Home, and the State Bank of O'Dell.
A new kind of soil test looks at the biology in the soil. Stay tuned for Farm to Fork.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
A farmer's work is never done, and the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts carry premium brand ag and heavy-duty parts with a complete line of fuel pumps and filters, hydraulic hoses, couplings, and fluid. So your equipment maintenance and repair doesn't stand in the way of a hard day's work. Visit O'Reilly Auto Parts today or O'ReillyAuto.com and search farm.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
The Growing Matters Coalition reminds you to dispose of excess treated seed responsibly. Joan Rada Heath is with Bayer.
Be sure to store leftover seed in its original seed lot containers, use leftovers for replant, or work with local authorities to dispose of large quantities. Local seed suppliers may also be aware of appropriately permitted disposal facilities in the area that can properly handle leftover treated seed.
Learn more at growingmatters.org/besure. Soil is teeming with microbial life, and now there's a testing service that figures out what those microbes do in your fields. Al Toops is director of sales at Biome Makers of West Sacramento, California.
Topsoil is a digestive system, basically. Really no different than any other life form on the planet. Nutrients are absorbed through a biological interface through the plant, and because our database can now look at the functions of what these organisms do, we can now tell you if the soil is going to be able to absorb nutrients.
Toops says their soil analysis can lead to a more prescriptive use of fertilizers.
We know over the past 25, 30 years that farmland is not getting good efficient use of fertilizer applications. Now we can look at this with a soil analysis from Biomakers and tell you why.
According to Toops, traditional soil testing results just showed fertility recommendations and liming rates.
We just want to be able to show that now we have another dimension of looking at a soil sample and that we think we can help improve our ecology and our profitability in farming.
To learn more, just type Biome Makers into your online search engine. That's Farm to Fork. I'm Daryl Anderson.
Ag News, Mid-America Ag Network. Jule Brana's nomination to be the next Department of Agriculture Deputy Secretary and the first black woman who would hold that post moved to the full Senate late yesterday. Brana, who won high marks at her Senate Ag confirmation hearing last month, scored an easy vote of support in committee. The Virginia State Agriculture Chief and former State Farm Service Agency Director and Agriculture College Dean at Virginia State University, Brana has strong bipartisan backing for the number two spot at the USDA. Senate Ag Chair Debbie Stabenow.
You have a very impressive and wide-ranging agricultural background. You have worked on some of our most important issues to American farmers, families, and rural communities.
Top Ag Republican John Bozeman on the importance of Branagh's background in handling USDA's day-to-day operations and becoming acting secretary if needed.
Dr. Branagh certainly has shown she has the experience to handle these significant responsibilities at the department. Throughout Dr. Branagh's career, she has shown to be a true leader in agriculture by serving her country and the state of Virginia in government and educational roles.
Branagh committed in her April confirmation hearing to work on ending a history of discrimination across USDA, on boosting rural economies with clean energy jobs, renewable fuels, bio-based products, and broadband. She's expected to win easy Senate confirmation. In other news, Ag Secretary Tom Vilsack visited Colorado Friday, surveying wildfire recovery efforts, joined by Senator Michael Bennett, a Democrat from Colorado, and others. Vilsack visited two sites in the Cameron Park, fire area. That was the largest fire in Colorado history, burning 208,913 acres. Ag News, Mid-America Ag Network.
Midwest Kia is having a grand reopening. After two record-breaking years, there are now more new Kias on the road than ever before. And to show our appreciation, we have doubled our service capacity and sales staff to handle the increased sales and better serve our customers. If time is money, we want to save you both. During this grand reopening, you'll get 0% APR financing for up to 75 months on select new 2021 Kia models. And take advantage of up to 130% of NADA trade value. Plus, shop the redesigned Kia Sorento, Sorento Hybrid, and the all-new 8-passenger Kia Carnival. And every new Kia at Midwest Kia comes with Kia's market-leading 10-year warranty. Midwest Kia is dealing during our grand reopening. MidwestKia.com.
We want to see you in a Midwest Kia.
Offers on select models with approved credit plus tax and fees. Not all customers qualify. Limited term financing on Sport Engine Hero KMM with 1333 for 1,000 finance. Limited powertrain warranty. See dealer details. Expires 531.
New Frontier Ag in McCook, Nebraska is Western Nebraska's stocking land roller dealer. You've read about them. Rolling your ground before planting can give you 3 to 5 bushel yield bump in soybeans. They can also be used to smooth alfalfa ground that the gophers are messing with. Rolling corn stalks after harvest is also a very successful operation you can do with a land roller. New Frontier Ag carries the Summers brand of land rollers and has them in sizes from 20 to 60 feet. Call New Frontier Ag 308-340-8989 for your land roller needs.
This is an Ag Business Update from AgView.net. I'm Ken Rogers. The Biden administration on Thursday released its much-anticipated 30 by 30 report. Correspondent Michael Clements tells us how the report might affect farmers and ranchers.
The Conserving and Restoring America, the Beautiful Report, also known as 30 by 30 Report, seeks to conserve 30% of U.S. land and water by 2030. American Farm Bureau Federation Vice President for Public Affairs Sam Kiefer says the report provides high-level priorities for the effort.
The goals of this report are announced in the charge the president identified in his executive order. But this report does is identify 8 principles that the administration would like to follow over the course of the next 10 years to pursue those objectives.
Kiefer says the principles included in the report address the needs of farmers and ranchers.
The report goes out of its way to recognize the concerns raised by Farm Bureau and by agriculture in general. And it also recognizes the contributions that farmers and ranchers have made in conservation. This report is philosophical, broad, and high level in nature, but it identifies important principles that we can agree with, such as incentive-based and voluntary conservation, personal property rights, and continue ranching on public lands.
Kiefer says now the agencies engaged in the process will find ways to develop and implement the strategies.
Our task is to make sure that we continue to be at that table and that we have an opportunity to provide input. Even though the document is complementary of agriculture, the details matter, and we look forward to being a part of putting the meat on the bones with the details and making sure that the administration is true to their promise to protect American agriculture.
Learn more at FB.org. Michael Clements, Washington.
That's an Ag Business Update from AgView.net. I'm Ken Rogers.
Did you know that Purple Wave sells thousands of pieces of ag equipment, construction equipment, and vehicles at no reserve auction each month? That's right. All items sell to the highest bidders, regardless of price, with no reserves and no gimmicks. At purplewave.com, you'll find the equipment you're looking for, along with detailed pictures, descriptions, and internet bidding. Visit purplewave.com to start bidding anytime, anywhere, with Purple Wave Auction. Straight, simple, sold.
Everyone wants a healthy farm pond, but too much aquatic vegetation can ruin it. Take action now before it gets out of hand on Successful Farming Radio.
Successful Farming Radio, providing information farmers need in the field, in the shop, and in the office. Committed to growing your business in agriculture.
Your fields store carbon. Let us help you make money for it. With the Bayer Carbon Program, you have the opportunity to earn additional revenue for adopting climate-smart practices, practices that help enrich your soil to better support your crops. The carbon market doesn't have to be complex, especially when Bayer provides certainty, simplicity, and flexibility to help your land work for you. Visit BayerCarbon.com to enroll today.
Finally, an easier way to get commodity price updates. Successful Farming Live is an easy-to-use tool that you can use to search Chicago Board of Trade and local cash prices, all by using your voice. Just say, Alexa, enable Successful Farming Live. Visit agriculture.com/smart for more information. From corn to cattle, hogs to soy, getting commodity prices has never been easier. Just say, Alexa, enable Successful Farming Live.
Seeing farm ponds covered with so much algae that they look like pea soup. When I'm fishing, I get really frustrated when all I pull in is weeds. Too much vegetation also has detrimental effects on fish populations. Joe Gerken is a fisheries extension specialist at Kansas State University. He says, from a fishery standpoint, 25 to 30% coverage is generally acceptable. If you exceed that, it's a problem. The time to wage war on weeds is now, because most aquatic plants start to grow when the water temperature is about 60 degrees.
You want to be able to control these plants. You want to attack them when they're starting to grow so you can identify live growth. But before they get so big that a lot of the treatments are either really hard to do or less successful. So younger plants are easier to attack.
Prevention is the best and easiest way to get the upper hand. Reduce nitrogen and phosphorus runoff from fertilizer and add native plants around the pond to slow down that runoff. If you're really having vegetation problems, Gerken says there are two or three methods he would recommend.
So mechanical removal, going out and pulling some of the plants. You can take rakes, chains, and drag it, and it'll basically just rip up some of the plants. There are some biological controls, so like grass carp, you can add those to your pond. You'll want to talk with a professional, and they have to be sterile. That's important, or it's not legal. So those are state by state, whether you can add those or not. Preventing that runoff is really important to help kind of prevent the introduction.
I'm Jody Henke. Learn more about reducing aquatic vegetation in the farm pond at agriculture.com.
Choosing the right replacement windows for your present home or for your new construction is critically important. Let Hometown Lumber and Hardware guide you in finding the right style for your home. But there's more to consider than just their beauty. When you choose windows with superior thermal insulating properties, your home will stay warmer in winter and cooler in summer. Your new windows will stand the test of time and look great doing it. Find them at Hometown Lumber and Hardware in Marysville.
Market update, Mid-America Ag Network. Well, after a horrendous day on Monday, corn, soybeans, Kansas City wheat doing very well on turnaround Tuesday. July corn is up 12 and a half at 724. September corn is up 6 1/4 at 635. Each of the back months is in the green, so positives for corn all the way across. Kansas City wheat looking well. July is up 7 3/4 at 711 1/2. September is up 7 1/4 at 714 3/4. Chicago, Minneapolis wheat coming along for the ride higher too. July soybeans up 34 1/4 at 16.21 3/4. August up 26 3/4 at 15.55 1/2. So positives for soybeans. Those gains go all the way across. The July soybean meal up $6.60 at $448.90. August is up $6.10 at $441.70. July soybean oil is up 119 points at $65.03. August is up 129 points at $61.76. So a big day so far in the soybean complex, and corn and Kansas City wheat are coming along higher as well. Unfortunately, cotton is not doing so well. July cotton is down 94 points at 87.53. October is down 117 at 86.26. So a tough go for cotton today. In the livestock complex, we are experiencing mixed numbers there, although feeder cattle have come back around. June live cattle up 47 at 118.70. August up 147 at 121.82. Feeder cattle had struggled early. August feeders now up 67 at 149.37, while September feeders are up 77 at 150.85. So good positives for cattle. And hogs are having some issues now. June hogs down 60 at 111.50. July hogs down 90 at 111.80. So hogs are struggling. Cattle are higher. Corn, soybeans, Kansas City wheat doing well. Markets, Mid-America Ag Network.
Did you know Kansans with disabilities are nearly three times more likely to be victims of a crime? Are you a Kansan with a disability? Are you also a victim of crime? The Disability Crime Victims Unit may be able to provide you with free advocacy or civil legal services to respond to your disability rights needs as a crime victim. It doesn't matter how large or small the crime. It doesn't matter whether you reported this crime to anyone. If you are a person with a disability and a crime victim, contact the Disability Rights Center of Kansas to find out if their Disability Crime Victims Unit can help you. Call toll-free 877-776-1541 or go to drckansas.org. Content of this radio ad is sponsored by the Disability Rights Center of Kansas and this station. It is supported by subgrant number 18-VOCA-55, awarded through the Federal Office for Victims of Crime as administered by the Kansas Governor's Grants Program. It does not necessarily reflect the views of the Office of the Kansas Governor or the U.S. Department of Justice.
Slow down your pace. Speed up your internet. Savor your summer. We all love the lazy days of summer spent relaxing in a hammock or a patio chair. You can make those slow-moving moments even better by enjoying super-fast internet from Blue Valley. We've got a hot deal for you. Get 2 months free, plus free installation. Call 877-876-1228 today for details or visit bluevalley.net.
Marysville Ready Mix is seeking a full-time truck driver. This job requires a Class B CDL and is full-time, available immediately. Benefits include holiday pay and vacation pay. Apply in person or call Marysville Ready Mix at 562-3418. Marysville Ready Mix, an equal opportunity employer.
All of the staff at Leo's Jewelry honor and support the fine men and women of the Beatrice Police Department and take this time to thank them for their dedication, service, and daily protection. From your friends at Leo's Jewelry in Beatrice, a tradition of excellence and family-owned since 1953.
If you're traveling to the North Country Fair, where the winds hit heavy on the borderline, remember me to one who lives there, for she once was a true love of mine. See for me that her hair's hanging down, it curls and falls all down her breast. See for me that her hair's hanging down, that's the way I remember her best. If you go when the snowflakes fall, when the rivers freeze and easy for me if she's wearing a coat so warm to keep her from the howling wind. If you're traveling in the North Country Fair, where the winds hit heavy on the borderline, please say hello to one who lives there. For she was once a true love of mine. If you're traveling in the North Country Fair, where the winds hit heavy on the borderline, remember me to one who lives there. For she once was a true
legends of country music play here on Classic Country KNDY Marysville. AM 1570 and FM 94.1. Now, ABC News.